Right, for me.
Living in a time, I say, it's troublesome times. We have many, many problems that are like mountains to us. And the thought the Lord gave me today is, what is your mountain? What is your mountain? You know, a mountain can be physical, literal. It can be spiritual. I believe it can be financial. It could be emotional. It can be distress. It can be personal, or it can be within our families, our friends, our neighbors. But thank God that He loves us. And no matter how, what our mountain is, He's there. He is there to remove the mountains. Mountains can be a hindrance to us. It can be a distraction. And I believe He wants to move some mountains. He wants us to have faith in God. There's a scripture. He says, have faith in God. Sometimes we need faith for our bodies. But sometimes we need faith for our problems. And I thank God that He cares. Let's sing this song. Page 284. The waves around me fiercely roll. They cannot harm my trusting soul. Regarding not what I may see, my faith, O Lord, ascends to thee. Shall be till time shall cease. Oh, blessed Lord, my faith increase. Dear Father, we come to you this afternoon. Lord, here we are before you. We ask you your anointing. We cannot do this on our own, so we're trusting in a living God. Bless us, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to Matthew 21 and 21. There's two accounts we're going to read of the same thing. And then Mark 11 and 23. I won't be here too long. The account is of the fig tree. It said it's starting at the 18th verse. This is Jesus with his disciples. Says, now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now you see, I personally believe that Jesus did this to teach them a lesson. He was hungry. There was no fig tree, no fruit on the fig tree. And actually, in Mark it says it wasn't time. So it wasn't like the fig tree had really done something wrong. What Jesus wanted to show them is how that you can speak to a situation or something and it shall be done. You know the thing that hinders that? Our faith. If you have faith, one scripture say, as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say, I don't have the scripture written down, but all we need is to have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Amen. Now, I'm understanding that the mustard seed is very small, but I believe the faith that we need to have has to be pure. It doesn't have to be something great and right, just big and but pure faith and trust and confidence in God. And when you ask him something, believe it. The devil fights our faith because he knows that mountains are going to be removed if we have faith. So he's going to be right there trying to hinder us, make us doubt that what's going to happen. What if you say, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and it just stays there? That's the kind of talk he'll talk to us. But we have to resist him. We have something great in our hands. When we live for God, we have power. You know, the children are all into these super heroes and power. But the greatest power is God's power. And we can have that if only we believe. Why we don't get what we ask for is because we doubt. We think. We ask him, and we put it in his hand, then we turn around and go and pick it up again and start worrying about it. But he doesn't want us to do that. Mark 11, 12, we want to start at the 12th verse. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon the things and how the evening time was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, you know, Jesus knew that the time of figs was not. He knew that. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hence hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And when they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus skipped down, because he went into the temple and he drove out the ones that were buying and selling in the temple. And let's go down to the 20th verse. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called into remembrance and said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. That's right. Yes. This song says, he whispers still, have faith in God. Yes. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. Isn't this wonderful? I hope you get what I get out of it. You can have it. What is your mountain? Is it a financial problem? Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and you shall have it. Is it a problem among your siblings? Family problems? Is it an emotional problem? Is it a broken heart? I know what a broken heart feels like. But he said, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and you can have it.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, we can have what we want, what we need. Now, we don't go around just looking at mountains and say that be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. That's tempting God. That's not necessary. But when we have a problem that is hindering us, let's claim it. If we got sickness, let's claim it. If we got problems, let's claim it. God wants to do great things for his people. He wants us to shine as lights in this world. We're living in a world right now that's troubled. that's distressed, that's brokenhearted and cast down, broken homes and all this. But when we pray, if we live for God, we can pray and God can change things. But we have to believe. If we just say, Lord, I want you to heal my child. Or Lord, I want you. And our mind is on, well, you know, if the Lord don't heal him, I guess I have to take him to the emergency room. That's not faith. That's how, I'm not saying that you can't do that. But I'm saying we can have faith in God for our bodies, our souls, our minds, our problems. Have faith in God. And he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Could be a small thing. In prayer meeting the other night, someone said they lost some documents. That can be some real serious stuff. Losing documents can be serious. But they put in requests, believe. I'm going to find those documents. I have had situations like that, and the Lord just gives me just the right where to look. Just where to look. Had no idea. Just brought it to my mind. This is how God works. He cares for us. We shall have them. Matthew 14 and 31. Okay, let's go a little farther up. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. They cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answering him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter went, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why did you doubt? Yes. He was walking. He was actually walking on the water. And then he started looking at the waves, and then he started to doubt. Many things, many of our prayers, no doubt, are waiting to be answered. Because we doubt, we don't get it. We have to get rid of doubt. And Romans 4 and 20. We want to think about Abraham. Now just think about the story of Abraham. What happened? Abraham had a promise, didn't he? He had a promise that in Isaac will all nations be blessed. Then the Lord tested him and told him to sacrifice his son Abraham. So Abraham goes up to sacrifice his son. His son asked him, he said, Father, here's the wood and the, I don't know what else he said, but he said, where's the lamb? And he said, son, God will provide himself a lamb. And then the other men that were with him, he said, stay here. I and the lad will go and worship and come back. Without a doubt, he knew that he and Isaac was coming back. Now, he didn't know how God was going to work this out. No doubt, I could just imagine that he saw himself slaying his son and God healing his son and raising him up, and he takes him back. That's what he knew God was going to take him. They were going to come back because God had given him the promise. In Romans, it says, someone get that for me, Romans 4 and 20. What does it say about Abraham? He staggered not at the promises of God. When the Lord gives you a promise, don't stagger at it. I want to tell you, it was 2016, I think. When my husband died in 2014, I began to just go down. I could hardly walk. My arthritis was so bad that they said it was too bad for that. So they provided me an electric wheelchair. And the saints would just wheel me in the church, Sister Ann, most time, and help me get out of the chair, and help me into the other chair, all this. But then the Lord told me he was going to heal me. Now, I know that I still don't walk as good as some people, but I'm walking, and I'm satisfied with my walking. The Lord told me, I'm going to heal you. All right? I didn't get up and walk right then. In fact, I thought, the Lord's going to heal me. I'm just going to step out in faith. And one night I was in Oklahoma City, and I did that, and I almost fell. Then I got scared. I got scared. But the Lord's promise was still there. When the Lord got ready, I started walking, and I've been walking ever since. Before then, I had to have help just to take a shower. Isn't that right, Rose? That's my sister. I never knew when my knee would give out on me and I would fall. I was in Monarch that year, was it 2015? 1 year. And I had a walker and I had a cane. And I got ready to go turn the light out in my room, and my knee gave way and nothing could help me. And I just end up falling on the floor. And all I could do is call for help. And the sister was across the hall and they went and got somebody and they picked me up. But today, I am standing on the promises of God. I walked up here on the promises of God. And I'm telling you, he wants us to have faith in him. When he tells us, he will do it. God is faithful. Who will not? He will not promise something and not carry it out. Man will do that, but God won't do that. If the Lord say, I'm going to heal you, he will heal you. Have faith in God. Pray for me that I'll be faithful.